This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
And welcome to Drink with Blurs.
And we're back, and it's summer, my favorite season, hot as hell. And listen, we love you all so much that we turned off the AC and the fan in the office.
Oh my God.
So you can have the best quality. So next time, if you hear like something in the background, just know that we couldn't do it a second time.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know we don't have no damn studio. We are a little ghetto.
Be real.
Gosh, I could only take the max of 85 degrees outside. And this is just too much. And like, I'm having a bad hair day. Like, how was it raining last night? Raining this morning? Mm-hmm. My hair didn't come out great at all. Like, it didn't come out the way I wanted it. I wanted like little waves and shit. Now I just have an afro today. And then I walked outside and then it just was raining still. And I thought it was over. Some hit my hair. And then it was humid. So I just look crazy today. I really do.
So last week, I think it was, I was in my room all day. And I was like, why is it so hot? And I thought I had left my window open. But somehow my dad, because he cleaned the air, we have an in-unit air condition. Uh-huh. So he had cleaned the filter and was going to blow it out while I was gone. Uh-huh. And he didn't. So the window was closed. And by the end of the day, I looked and the window was closed the entire day. That's why I was in there sweating.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is ridiculous.
Oh God.
And I love summer, but that was.
Listen.
Yeah, but that's it. It's summertime. What have you been up to? It's been a month.
Just been working and stuff. Been practicing the piano. Been getting better.
All right.
Been playing Swans on the Lake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Yeah, and that's really about it. Yeah, just been eating, sleeping, and playing the piano and work. And what about you?
I have been being boring. I have not written a chapter. Like, I took a break from writing my dissertation for the month. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But I've been doing this side job, this summer job, part-time, doing research with someone, which has been cool. Going up to the Schomburg in the summer. We moved some stuff into storage. We started looking into getting a house.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's scary as hell. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Today's episode is just going to be like hodgepodge, everything that happened over the last month and our reactions to it.
At least a few that happened.
Yeah, not everything, but a lot has happened. Yeah, shenanigans and funny stuff, pop culture stuff, just to get you all caught up if you missed something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I haven't been doing too much. Yeah. Looking forward to July. It's officially... Oh, happy belated birthday to you. Because your birthday happened while we were gone. Mm-hmm. What did you do for that? Yeah, tell them what happened.
So my birthday was on that Monday. So that Saturday I went out. And it was a cute little club. Then what? Sunday, I had like a surprise birthday party, which was really cute. Mm-hmm. I had like this customized cake. It was purple. It had a crown on it. Like, and it's like a heavy duty. I thought it was like a plastic crown. No, it's like a heavy duty. Okay. Like,
they made this?
No, it was like made out of metal.
Did your family make it?
No. They ordered it. And it came with like chocolate covered strawberries with like this, like, glittery, shimmery purple on it. It was just like really pretty. Like, they set up the place really nice.
Aww.
So I was, you know, feeling special. Had a little stash. What was this? A sash. I took my crown, put it on my head, you know, and I wore it for that day.
Aww, look at you.
But that Monday, I didn't do anything. For like my actual birthday, I didn't do anything.
That's how it is when you get older.
But yep, I'm 26 now.
Close to the 30, then you are to 20.
Oh, God.
Officially. You're over the halfway point of your 20s. That's the scary part.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
But when you all are listening to this, you would have probably survived the heat wave that's coming this weekend.
Is it a heat wave this weekend?
I think so. That's what people talk about.
So. I'll stay in the house. I ain't got time for this bullshit.
I'm going to be in D.C., so Yeah, I'm going to DC. I'm going to go to the museum finally. Someone's taking me.
Yeah, I want to go, but I think I'm going to do it, I don't know, maybe next year.
Yeah, it's probably going to be terrible, like on Saturday.
Yeah, like that's some shit you got planned like on a Tuesday, like, Wednesday.
Like, yeah. And then like for me, I always go through those things really fast, especially when it's Black History. Mm-hmm. Because now like I have to read everything. Yeah, I'm like, I've read 100 books already.
You already know.
I don't need to read every little card all over again. But we're going to jump into some of our topics. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't know. What do we want to do first? First of all, congratulations are in order to Alexandria.
I don't know her last name.
Oh my gosh, I just had it. No, I'm going to say her name because what she did was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, if you have been living under a rock, is a democratic socialist of America. And she won running on a progressive platform, unseating a Democratic incumbent who I heard doesn't even live there.
he's just talking about this.
He's been living in like Virginia full time.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's from the Bronx and she's like really like she seemed like she earned. I feel like she earned it. Mm-hmm. She got the signature. She did it with no money. Because what she was explaining in one of these videos from Remezcla is that a lot of these party people, the people picked by the party, can hire, like pay $30,000 or $40,000 to get like a firm to collect all the signatures and do all that stuff for them.
Yeah.
She can't get that. Yeah. So she really had to really just have like a grassroots campaign of people like knocking on doors and getting people. So she did that with zero money and it worked. And she won. And I'm really proud of her because it's like, it does. So because one of my concerns, and it's like a thing that's going to keep coming up. People are never going to forget 2016 on both sides of the Democrats or liberal spectrum. Not even talking about them. Like people are going to be like, the election.
Oh, that guy.
Well, like, no, between like Bernie and Hillary, that's always going to be there.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I mean, that was a thing.
But I think she's different because she embraces that she's a lot. She's not. So people that say I stop identity politics tend to be white men.
They all the way in everything.
So but then their identities. But she's a Latina woman from the Bronx. Because people are like, oh, she has no political experience. But I'm like,
so what?
She's running for a Congress seat. Calm down. She's not running to be president. Y'all elected someone with no political experience.
Damn. If she was fucking white,
right.
The fucking man should have been easy.
Right. But she's Latina, but she's also running on progressive issues. So it's like, I think that's a great signal for people that are in the middle. Mm-hmm. That aren't like, oh, let's just do identity politics. Or let's just do... like bread and butter issues or economic or because what we've been seeing over the last months that and like research has proven this that people didn't vote for 45 because of economic issues. They voted because they wanted to maintain a white supremacist like they felt like black and Latino
shows
people were taking
you the people in fucking America.
And did you know that and it's kind of bad but the people that voted for Trump have a correlation with the heroin epidemic. Like the areas that are deeply affected by the heroin epidemic are also tend to be areas that voted for heroin.
That would make sense though.
Right.
But congratulations. Yeah. And I was a member of DSA too, so it's just like it's pretty cool. Because before I think when Bernie Sanders has his campaign, that's when like DSA picked up a whole bunch of speed because
right, it's been
socialist.
Around for a while. Yeah,
yeah, so it's pretty cool. Like we're doing
NRA's things. NRA's already targeting her.
Huh?
NRA's already targeting her.
Of course.
It's like
of course.
She's a threat. But congratulations. Best of luck. Get out and vote for her. I don't know what it means, but she's Drinker Blurred's endorsed. And like we need more, like, and I think that's great inspiration for any of the young, she's like 28 or something. So any of the young millennial that like wants to see a change, to go out there and look and do the work.
But I just feel like sometimes we just have to break down politics in simple terms.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I feel like sometimes with politics it's different, like jargon, different like things that, you know, a regular person on the street probably won't even understand.
Or they don't have the time to, because they're like working just to try to survive.
Yeah. Unless you like bring like politics 101 like workshops or something like that, but
it is confusing.
And there's just a lot of rules and like a lot of different things, and it's a lot. I find it to be a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. It's not just you, but congratulations, Alexandria, and best of luck. Also, this happened a while. When did this happen?
What?
Next one.
Not too long ago. Maybe
like a week or two?
Like maybe two. 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Rest in peace to XXXTentacion. I don't know if I said it right, but one day I guess I'll figure it out. But there's been a lot of controversy like with him dying and people celebrating like, not celebrating, but like they're not taking like this whole thing personal because of what he done in the past. And then some people are like, oh my God, he's like the next Tupac, and I'm like, just like, calm y'all down. Gotta chill out.
Yeah, I only think I listened to like one song of his.
I only know one song of his.
It was like that video where he like hung the white boy.
Yeah,
that was like the only, I don't even remember what it's called, but. To the reason, if you don't know, why people were so upset, but this was even before he was shot and killed. His girlfriend, so there was like, remember there was a campaign to get like his music off Spotify, and part of that was because he beat up badly his pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah, and like she lost vision in her eye.
Yeah, she didn't lose the baby. No, she lose vision. She lost
that,
vision.
I heard that she was. This just heard so much shit. But at the end of the day,
he beat this girl. Right.
And, like, he was being, like, I saw, like, a clip of him, like, punching her in the head, like, on Snapchat.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I posted it on Facebook. I said, is this your king?
That's what that was. Oh,
my God. Is this your king? Is this the guy that you're like, oh, my God, he was such a great guy?
Yeah, because everybody was like.
Come on now, that shit wasn't long ago. They're talking about he's changed. First of all, a person, when it comes to like stuff like that, punching somebody in the head, anybody pregnant or losing vision, that's common sense. You would know that you're doing wrong. Right. Like, it's not like, okay, you cheated on somebody and you're just like, you know what, wasn't considering someone's feelings. No, you sitting there physically abusing somebody. Like, how you gonna say you changed? Like, I don't understand that.
Right.
And but, you know, some people don't feel bad that he died.
I don't. It's not.
I'm not taking it personal because I wasn't a big fan anyways. But it's just that knowing his background, you can't expect me to be like, oh my God, he's the next Tupac. No.
Did you remember that other one, 69? He took whose baby mama?
Oh God, he's like
that was ridiculous.
He's like King Petty, but like so retarded.
He tried to be like,
not even, I don't want to say the word retarded, that's not a good term to use. But he was just like ridiculous.
Right. He's trying to be like 50 Cent.
Yeah, but I don't think 50 Cent will actually do all that.
I think he would.
But I mean, if the baby mom talking about some, oh, like he's a deadbeat, he ain't taking care of my child, like wouldn't you like give the child like a college fund or something?
No.
Like, why would you take the baby mom out to like Gucci? Like,
did she get like a fanny pack or something?
Yeah, like some simple shit. Like, like how you gonna be like, oh yeah, this nigga don't take care of his kids and shit like that. Why don't you just give the child a college fund and be that type of petty, not like take it to Gucci get a fanny pack. Like,
it was literally like a fanny.
Like, you did not spend that much.
And it was not even that nice looking. I was like,
I'm sorry. She looked get raggedy that cheaper, and it got right? Air mixed.
You, but you know 50 Cent is in hot water.
Why? What'd he do now?
Well, because Terry Crews was testifying in front of Congress about being sexually assaulted. Mm. And 50 Cent decided to post like pictures making fun of him. Like, oh, you that could never be me. Blah, blah, blah. And then Russell Simmons commented like...
Russell Simmons the last...
No, he Russell Simmons commented laughing or something.
He's the last person to post on any goddamn thing.
Especially dealing with sexual assault.
Uh-huh. Because he got accused too. And besides,
and then disappeared from everything.
And besides, he married Kimora Lee when she was young as shit. He knew of her before she was even 18. Like,
did he delete it?
Delete what? Who, Russell Simmons?
No, 50 Cent looked like he deleted the picture.
He probably did.
But yeah, Russell Simmons was under there commenting. And people were like, you should not be talking.
He really shouldn't.
So some people are trying to say, like, oh, stars should get rid of power, which...
No, because the show isn't what about him, right?
He should have died at the end of season two. His character, I do not like. You don't survive. Are you ever gonna watch it?
Maybe one day, but I did watch like some of the first season. But I, you know.
But you don't survive what he survived.
Uh huh.
For this long without dying, like. So, but then there people are saying like, what about Roseanne? That show that also happened.
First of all, she's been trashed from before the show. Like. She already displayed this behavior before the show aired.
Mm-hmm.
So now y'all surprised that she says right. Some shit like this?
But then also people are forgetting when that whole Roseanne thing happened. Like, oh yeah, this ABC, because there's a black woman in charge of ABC.
Mm-hmm.
She's in that corner. I'm like...
First of all, like, they had to sit there and read the script today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now.
But also, I'm like, this is why you not all skinfolk are kinfolk. Because...
Mm-hmm.
She was the one that okayed the censoring of Black-ish's episode about Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and that still doesn't exist. They recorded and everything, but they haven't released it.
Wow. It's just like, you can't release that episode, but then you could have fucking Roseanne on air. Mm-hmm. And then had the nerve to fucking renew with seasons. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
But she already displayed that behavior before.
Right.
Like, I don't know why it's a big deal now. That's what y'all signed up. Y'all read the script. Mm-hmm. Y'all know she was saying offensive shit.
Right.
Like, stop trying to make these white people happy.
In other petty news, Lee Daniels and Lord. Dame Dash.
So, Dame Dash done pulled up on Lee Daniels for $2 million at church. I said, what? At church. Lee Daniels just like holding his hand. He's like, I'll just give you the number and we'll talk about it. He's like, no, we're about to talk about this right now. I've been watching your ass for years. So you done came out with Empire, Star.
You about to cash in.
You about to cash. I'm about to cash in right now. Now,
like, give me my money.
I know you got
run me my dollars.
Okay. Now he's suing him for $5 million. Shit. See, Monique was onto something.
Yeah, but Lee Daniels also being...
I heard he was already kind of a shady person.
But, like, look at what he did to Monique.
Yeah. So,
because people literally... That's when they started turning on her more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to think about it. She said that. She said, I was considered for Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like, oh, no. Nobody would have wanted you. Taraji's perfect. Because Taraji was perfect. Is perfect for that role.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, nobody wanted you. It's like, and then she released, like, nah, this is what literally the emails mm-hmm. were. And then people were, like, pissed from that, but they never said anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't blame her, because, like, if you're going to try to bring my name down and mm-hmm. say I'm a liar, I'm going to try to do whatever, and it kind of can backfire. Because then it seems like you're always losing.
See, but that's just the disadvantage of being a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes your voice is just not heard,
mm-hmm.
or you're lying, or it's just not enough. Like, she'll give you receipts, and we just still not with it.
Mm-hmm. Just people didn't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because Well, then she also recently, like today, it came out that she would record a conversation with Tyler Perry.
Oh yeah.
And he was another one of the people that
apologizing and everything.
Right. And it's just people like mad at her. I'm not mad at her, because like
how could you be mad at her? Like, this is the people that did her wrong.
Right.
Like, this is what I'm saying, like, as a black woman.
And they're they're other black people.
Mm-hmm.
Because even looking, someone was like, why would Dame Dash, because like there was a picture of Lee Daniels with like a perm. It was like a pimp perm. Like an old fashioned Al Sharpton perm.
Oh my God.
And they were like, why would you even trust a guy that looked like that with your $2 million? And I'm like, damn, that's true. Looking like a full Big Daddy pimp.
I guess he thought he was his friend and that, you know, he wants his work to be seen by the world. But
see, when I get money.
Look how much years. Like,
Precious came out. Yeah.
We was in high school.
Yeah.
We was in high school.
I was like Precious a sophomore. Came out. I don't know how I watched that on that old computer. It was on like a bootleg website.
Like,
on an old computer. It was,
listen. Like, I was just Polly telling my Precious terrible. Like a few weeks ago. Like, you remember when she ran off with that book of the chicken?
It's Whoa. Iconic now.
It is iconic.
But I don't know. It shows that not all your skin folk are your kin folk.
Man, it sucks, but that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, also, like I mentioned earlier, I was thinking into buying a house. And I'm not going to say exactly what I want to say. That's an off conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's extremely difficult. Like, you can, because even if you have like a decent credit score, like there's like a million other things that they could use to kind of disqualify you. And I don't think a lot of people, that's why a lot of millennials aren't buying houses. Not that they don't want.
I tried looking into it, but it's just too much things to look at, to do, and like,
you have to get pre-qualified and then get a realtor. And
like, I don't need all this.
And then even if you do make an offer, you might not get the offer.
Nah.
And then now it's like a seller's market, which means there's less houses. It's a lot of work.
It's too much work.
But I do want my own space. I feel like I've been living in the same place for too long.
Yeah.
For my entire life.
That's true. I mean,
I want a dog.
You want a dog.
I want a dog so bad.
You can't bring a dog in there.
I want a big dog.
Oh.
See.
Yeah.
When I move out and they renovate it, they're probably going to allow these white people come from New York to bring a dog. Oh, you can bring your little buddy and things.
Bring all your dogs and cats.
When it was us, it's a problem.
Man, fuck them.
Yeah, but that's a lot. I don't know. Do you want to go into the next one?
It's like now, like, this is the section of the podcast where we talk about politics.
The world's on fire.
And Trump's administration.
Chaos.
Oh God! Like, where do we start?
Because
like we can even talk about like the whole North Korean thing.
Oh my God! And like that did happen.
Quote unquote beef with Canada. Like, what are you talking?
I forgot that happened too.
It's so much shit.
This is why this administration is such a problem.
It's like because what? Someone please delete his Twitter.
Just delete him.
Oh.
Because it's literally like every day, like, and it's, we've been saying this for 2 years now almost, mm-hmm. but like every day it's something.
It really is.
And it's you like get no, worn
it's
out.
It's not good.
And like, so some people, I kind of checked out because I'm like, I really can't listen to all of this.
Mm-hmm. It's too much stress.
And then it's only recently that I came back and was like, damn.
It's like getting worse.
It is getting worse.
Like and now there's concentration camps.
Literally.
I'm like what?
The separating the kids at the border is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're saying, oh, it's gonna be a deterrent. And then Jeff Sessions quoting scripture. I'm like, y'all are literally Satan, like demons. Like,
so it's okay to separate families because it's in the Bible.
But no, it's not even in the Bible. He was like, oh, he used some scripture about law, and I'm like, really? There's so many other scriptures.
Well, about like they don't even follow the fucking law.
They don't. Look who they voted for.
Hello. Y'all don't even follow the law. So you they want us to do it?
They just use the Bible, like most people that want to oppress people, to legitimize their power and to oppress people.
Don't use the Bible for that.
And, but then, like, with the kids, some of the kids that were separated before they said they couldn't be separated, some of them were flown away. So some came to New York and were in, like, it was like... Democracy Now had a post about it. Like, they were in New York late at night, and they were being shipped somewhere else. So, like, all that, like, stuff, like, it's kind of like opening up the doors for sex trafficking or some of these kids getting lost.
Wow.
You don't even know what's going to happen. Like, some of these kids might never, like, they might try to reunite them. But, like, this, with this administration, you don't know.
Yeah.
And then even then, they're saying, like, oh, now we're not going to separate families. We're just going to have people indefinitely in the concentration camps, essentially. Like, family units. Like, and that's not better. That's not better at all.
Oh, my God.
But that's what they're saying.
And the condition that these kids are living in is so
Like, those foil blankets and cages. Oh, my God.
And they're talking about, oh, this is just a summer camp. Man, shut the fuck up. What there was like,
I think there was a 12-year-old boy that tried to jump out of a window because he wanted to go see his father, back to his father.
Wow.
And that, like, that's trauma that's never going to go away. Even if they do get reunited and they get deported.
When is the day these white people going to experience everything that they've done?
I don't know.
Like,
that's their fear.
That's like, what's her name? Fucking Sanders? The Sanders lady?
Sarah Sanders.
How she got kicked out of a restaurant.
Oh, she had a fit. But you
Good for her ass.
But you know what? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, because we go through that shit. We've been through that shit.
Like that dude at that place in Buffalo. You saw that, right? He had a hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
And then a dude right behind, a white guy right behind him had a hoodie.
Yeah, I'm like, first of all, I was reading those comments, and that place already sounded like a trash can. I was like, oh, hell no. Like, he told him to get out of the restaurant because he had a hoodie on. And he was like, politely told the manager, like, you know, there's a guy right behind me with a hoodie. And he was like, no, fuck you. This is what he told the black guy. And like,
I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
I stopped reading when he got to say
yeah, I was like, this is just disrespectful.
They need to get shut down.
I said, but then she catches a fit because she didn't get to eat at a restaurant. Like, we go through this shit all the time.
But then, like, the weird, it's not even weird, the irony is that they recently passed for the push for the law for that guy that refused to do someone's cake because they were gay. And the Supreme Court upheld the decision saying, like, it was his right, kind of, based on his religious and moral grounds. But, so they were saying that, but now all of a sudden, oh, no, you gotta serve me, even if you don't agree with me. You understand?
Uh-huh.
It's like, they want, and this is the thing, they want stuff to just go their way.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have to deal with the repercussions if it's turned back on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, when Auntie Maxine got up and said, keep running them out, keep doing that, Trump and all of them, like, they were like, ah! But I guess I shouldn't be that surprised, but I was very disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
That a bunch of these white or centrist Democrats, like, turned on her.
Yeah.
Saying, like, oh, no, we can't do that. And that doesn't get us anywhere. We have to be civil. That hasn't gotten us anywhere.
It really hasn't.
Because they, like, they take you being civil and
you can
they
do a peaceful protest and they out here ready with guns and fucking pepper spray and just doing the most.
Or like people blocking traffic. Remember they were getting run over.
Yeah.
So being civil doesn't work with them. Like, so you gotta be aggressive with people that are trying to be intolerant. Because they're just like, if you don't fight back, they'll kill you and you say you enjoyed it. This is like a saying like that. I can't say it right. I think it's a Zorana Huston thing. But it's true. Because look how you keep saying like, oh, we're gonna try to compromise and work with you. They take that little inch, and then they're like, oh, you're not working with us. So you keep giving them an inch, and they're like, you're still not working with us. Mm-hmm. And look at what they got. Like, Democrats, and this is what's been so frustrating for me, like, they could have put Merrick Garland on the Senate, on the thing before, if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they wanted to be, oh, we're going to let the American people decide. And then what did the people decide? Now we're going to get another Like, the Gorsuch was bad enough, but he looked polished. Now they don't have to send a polished Republican. God. They could literally send a hellspawn. Like, someone that's horrible. And, like, who's, like, probably, like, 25 and who'll be there forever. Can you imagine?
Those terms are already too damn long.
It's till you die.
It's like, come on now. There's millions and millions of people in America. Why the fuck does one person have a lifelong term?
Right.
Like, how the fuck would you people see change? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I feel like that's little details like that we need to change as well.
But it's so hard to change the Constitution. And that's why it's all gerrymandering has also been such a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. Because you need like 2/3 of the state houses to ratify constitutional changes.
And that's pretty impossible.
And Republicans have almost 2/3 of the state houses. And with them controlling the legislative, the executive, and now kind of the judicial branch, they can pretty much do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And like, we just have to...
I wonder the next, I guess, 2 years?
Huh?
Is it the next 2 years?
What, the presidential?
Yeah, I wonder how would that go.
I don't know. Who's running? It's going to be a bloodbath on the Democratic side. You're going to see what the Republicans had, like 17 people trying to run.
It's going to be 17 stupid people. They're probably going to be worse.
Why?
I just feel like they're probably going to be worse than Trump.
Democrats?
Not Democrats, the Republicans.
Oh. See, but that's...
Democrats, I feel like that could be a little bit of an up in the air kind of thing.
But, like, there's going to be this still back and forth. People are going to be reworking 2016. Because on one side, you have people saying, like, oh, if you had just voted for Bernie from the beginning, we would have...
But that doesn't mean that we would have seen all this big change, too.
Right. And then other people like, and Bernie, like Bernie people just voted for Clinton. It's complicated.
I mean, that's what I did. At first, and like, you know, I was a Bernie supporter. Then when it came down to Hillary and Trump, I voted for Hillary because I just didn't want Trump. And I just hate that type of logic. But it's just like.
But like, you also have to acknowledge Hillary wouldn't have made a Muslim ban, hopefully.
I don't think she would.
If she did, it would. Well, she is Hillary. So, like, for me, I knew who Hillary was. Mm-hmm. So, I think this is what, when trying to talk about politics and educate people, especially like young people our age, mm-hmm. like, I know it's the part of politics we don't like, mm-hmm. but you don't get everything you want. It's kind of, I'm finding this out in house hunting too. Like, you can't get everything you want, especially mm-hmm. if it's a first house and you don't have. Like, that. Money on money. You have mm-hmm. to figure out what you're going to... Like, okay.
What are you going to compromise with?
So I know she's a neoliberal. Mm-hmm. Get that. I know she is slow for racial justice stuff because she called us super predators. Mm-hmm. All right. I get that. She tried to make her first speech was trying to address that. I don't know how sincere she is, but whatever. Mm-hmm. What I do know is Trump... said that the Central Park Five should have been executed. That Obama wasn't born here.
And I remember that.
That. So, like, and that Mexicans are rapists and da 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 da. And that, like, that's what I did know. And I was like, that's going to be terrible.
The fact that he said this himself, like, word for word.
I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue.
And people still voted for this man. Like,
but that says something about the people. Because really even does. If he, let's say we do win in November this year and 2020 mm-hmm. and take over the country in like a blue wave, mm-hmm. hypothetically, let's be positive. Like, hypothetically, these people ain't going anywhere. They were here mm-hmm. when Obama was president. I remember. I was always so confused initially, like people in the comments just being so racist. Mm-hmm. That's when I started reading comments. I'm like, what? People like...
The comments is the worst place to go.
It was like 2000... I was young. Mm-hmm. Just starting college. I'm like, what? Where are these people coming from? And then, like, they showed up at this election. And people, it's like literally everyone in the comment section that you were like, where are these people from?
They popped out.
They were like, I'm voting, and I'm voting for my racism.
Ridiculous.
We do have to say Lit is dead, y'all. Because the Orange Fueler used it in a tweet and to celebrate his ability to appoint a Supreme Court justice again. And yeah. Sorry.
Could we talk about the fact that he said that Auntie Maxine has a low IQ and couldn't even word that sentence good, I don't know. I'm just saying, is nobody proofreading this shit?
No. They be sending out official memos and
at
stuff.
At least.
They be sending out official memos and stuff with typos. I think the Department of Education had one time sent out a memo with typos.
Oh my God.
So.
Didn't they say it was combined into departments?
Education and labor, which makes no sense.
Look, listen.
We about to die, I'm telling you. It's the end of the world.
I need to see my child put in some labor, physical labor at work.
You know that's what's going to happen, right? They're going to start, you're not supposed to go to school because you're a different one. You're a colored person. Mm. Why don't you go to the Department of Labor side and get a job? Cleaning, mopping the school.
Labor and education, for real.
Newt Gingrich, when he ran for president 2012, said that he wanted the poor kids to mop schools.
Wow.
To earn life experience or some shit.
How the fuck you earn? Hey, did you learn life experience?
No.
Did you ever mop the floor?
No, they never do. But they think it's gonna give us work ethic, so we're not thugs and criminals.
Oh, so it's not to make us this lazy.
Black people really have earned the right to be lazy for 400 years of working for free or dying.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even recouped that 400 years yet. I ain't even getting no reparations, so.
Man. Fuck people up. That's what it did. It fucked people up.
Yeah. Well, that's everything on the list. Yeah. Is there anything else?
Anything else happening on the media? Let me see if I can scroll through Instagram.
Kim Kardashian had that big fight with, what was his name? Was that in June or May?
I think that was in maybe early June.
That whole family's just a mess.
Yeah, and then you have Kanye West releasing his album, and and that was...
Drake's is coming out tomorrow, right? Or sometime this week?
I wasn't keeping track. We go in the shade room. We know shade room about every goddamn thing.
They may have it too much.
They really do.
But then when they lost their stuff, I was really sad for them.
Lost what?
They had a big... Their Facebook page used to be more active.
Oh, yeah.
And then Facebook got rid of it. So they lost all of that.
Oh, God. But I think that's pretty much it. Wait, we didn't talk about the whole beef between... Yes, we did. With Drake and Pusha T.
No, we didn't. Did we?
We did it?
We did. Probably in a previous episode. Didn't that happen June? We can mention it again. I don't remember mentioning it. All I know is you never hear somebody say, play that Pusha T track back.
No. No, but I'm just saying,
it's gonna be the Remy and Nicki thing all over again.
But I mean, Drake came out with that
Duppy Freestyle.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about his actual music, and it's just what's that song called? I'm Upset. That didn't really even catch on.
It's really just, he makes a lot of music, so
he does make a lot of music. But if we're talking about current music that he's releasing now,
but it was also culturally relevant because of the Degrassi cast.
Yeah, but I just it seemed like people just watched the video just for that that memory, but that's I ain't hear nobody talking about that song.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Chris Brown is performing in North. It's expensive.
I'm broke for the summer.
A decent ticket is $150.
How much is a really good one?
Up in the 200s. Oh my god damn.
I might have to see Beyonce before in her prime.
What is her prime, though?
I don't know.
if you're good every time you release something, like, where is your prime?
She hasn't released a bad album yet.
Well, I didn't like Sasha Fierce.
Really? That was, like, the iconic one that really shot her to superstardom.
I guess it's iconic, but it's just, like, I just didn't like it.
Like, if I were a boy, no?
I just... Video Phone was cool.
4 is my baby.
4 is cool. Just with the regular Beyonce. B-Day was nice. Lemonade. I don't know. I don't think I ever listened to the whole Lemonade.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then we have Beyonce and Jay-Z and their new joint album.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah, and I just felt so poor. God, she said, what did she say? She said, get herself some equity and watch her pull herself out of debt. I'm just like, I'm still in debt. Okay? You could say all that bullshit, but
yeah, we can just work. Buy houses.
Okay.
When we want a house. We legit have to be like,
I want to be like Blue when I grow up.
Oh, yeah. You saw that video of her when her parents were dancing on stage.
Yeah, she's just like
embarrassed.
The look of dishonor. She was like disgrace.
And she was hiding. Like, ew.
She was over it.
Mm-mm. It's funny how they grow up so fast.
Right? Yeah.
Do you have any recommendations?
Been watching this show on Netflix called Safe. And it's really interesting. It's about this guy. He's a father, and his daughter goes missing. But it's just like the way the story unfolds is ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. He was doing more work than the police, to be honest.
I have a few things. I'm falling asleep. Kerry Washington has a new show on Netflix called 5 Points. It's short episodes. They're like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But it's about the school.
It's where? Posted on where?
On Facebook.
It's like Facebook got all these shows and shit now.
Right. It's really good. But it's like 5 students from this high school.
Mm-hmm.
And like typical high school foolishness.
So what is she like?
She's the producer.
The producer. Okay.
But it's really good. Mm-hmm. Actors are all great. Also, Luke Cage came out last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I like it. I like Luke Cage. I like black stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. I suggest watching it. Be mindful if you're Jamaican, you're going to be upset. Jamaican or anyone that knows Jamaican accents. I think it's the problem is they try to speak like Americans, but like put like a
Jamaican twist to it.
Yeah. Because there's a certain way that Jamaican patois, like, is a way the flows and different stresses on the verbs that are kind of different, or, like, words. So, I don't know. But it's the show is still great. The acting's still good if you just ignore the accents.
Oh, my God. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to Google something, but I forgot. That's it. But next week we will get to our topics that we have for season 3, which is quite interesting. It's quite interesting.
Oh, one of my friends actually gave me a topic.
What?
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's actually really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this was good. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for sticking to us.
It's a really laid back episode.
Yeah, really, really laid back.
Yeah.
That ziti put me to sleep.
Oh yeah, you had like all the buttery, the fucking
cheese
and crab. About to fall asleep. Yeah, he had a lot of seafood.
But you can follow us at Drinking with Blurreds on Facebook, Drinking W Blurreds on Twitter, and DrinkingWithBlurreds.com is our blog. We should really like do like a Wine Wednesday playlist. We haven't done one in a
minute. I have it. It's just the, you're busy. Just give it a link.
But yeah, thank you all for listening. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we should have more energy next week.
Yeah, I won't eat ZD right before. But tell your friends, tell your family, listen to Drinking with Blurreds. Thank you, and bye.